One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Kosai.
Lowe's has the Labor Day deals you need to give your home a new look. Buy one, get one free select interior paint via Visa gift card rebate. Then add the final touch with two for $8 on select 2.5 or 3 quart mums. Refresh your home and save big while doing it. Lowe's, we help you save. Valid through 9-3. Mums offer in-store only. Selection varies by location. While supplies last. More terms and restrictions apply. See Lowe's.com/rebates for details.
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Kosai.
This Labor Day, say goodbye to spills, stains, and overpriced furniture with WashableSofas.com. Featuring Anabay, the only machine washable sofa inside and out, where designer quality meets budget-friendly pricing. Sofas start at just $6.99, making it the perfect time to upgrade your space. Anabay's pet-friendly, stain-resistant, and interchangeable slipcovers are made with high-performance fabric built for real life. You'll love the cloud-like comfort of hypoallergenic, high-resilience foam that never needs fluffing, and a durable steel frame that stands the test of time. With modular pieces, you can rearrange anytime. It's a sofa that adapts to your life. Now through Labor Day, get up to 60% off site-wide at WashableSofas.com. Every order comes with a 30-day satisfaction guarantee. If you're not in love, send it back for a full refund. No return shipping, no restocking fees, every penny back. Shop now at WashableSofas.com. Offers are subject to change and certain restrictions may apply.
Today on Real Ghost Stories Online, ever had a cat haunt you from beyond the grave?
This is Real Ghost Stories Online.
Hey, it is. And if you have a real ghost story, we would sure like to hear it. Call it in at 855-853-4802. You can also write them in at realghoststoriesonline.com. And if you would like to be a premium subscriber, up to you. No commercials, advance episodes, and access to the archive. You could sign up through Apple Podcasts. You can try it 3 days free there. Or you can go to patreon.com/realghoststories or at ghostpodcast.com. I'm Carol Hughes. Kathy Gordon's here. Seems like forever since you and I have done an episode of this.
That's because you and I had a road trip
in
between.
We did. And it's been like a week.
We have gone nonstop.
I know. We have been so busy.
We have. And we even took time out to go to and visit a haunted house.
We did in Illinois. Kathy and I went to a haunted castle house. It was built in 1880.
It's a house, but it does have the turrets.
Yeah, it kind of looks like a castle with the limestone. And so our brother-in-law, he's friends with this guy, and he's like, hey, can I bring my sister-in-law's over? So sisters-in-law over so they can see your house. And so we got a tour, and the house was quite remarkable.
And shout out to the people that hosted us. They were delightful.
Oh, they were so sweet.
They took all kinds of time,
showed us around the house. And, you know, it was interesting because he definitely told us about some things he had seen and they had experienced in the house, like his wife. Well, it's, you know, several people had heard like what sounded like big trays of dishes dropping, crashing to the ground, some apparitions. But you and I didn't really pick up on a lot.
No, and I think I'm just going to say, you know, there were a lot of people. And he talked about one guy in particular that had visited the house quite a bit over the years and had seen, you know, figures that were walking through. And at one point, the man that owns the house said that he was seeing some peripheral figures going around. Now, with that said, you guys, this house is very interesting and very unique. It's got, I would say 90% of the woodwork is original, beautiful.
Oh, incredible, right? Yes.
You know, it has that German feel to it. And the rooms are all very fascinating angles. And there's little nooks and, you know, little corners that where you don't expect the room to actually, you know, be this particular shape. And you walk in and you go, well, that's fascinating. And and they've done a beautiful job, getting it back.
Would you say that... I don't remember any two rooms being the same size.
No.
There was not one room that was just square.
No,
everything had
that.
Odd angles to it. Like the bedrooms weren't the same. None of them.
Mm-mm. No. And it was, it was a grand enough house that, you know, kind of the front rooms were let's say the bedrooms upstairs, you know, were very nice, really quite spacious, I think, for the day. Beautifully done. And then you get to the back of the house and there are these small like servants' rooms.
Yeah. That you know they had even more than one person in.
And those maybe were just a little bit more squared kind of regular room back there. But it was, you know, it had the back staircase for the servants and so forth. And the basement probably to me was the creepiest
as
just feeling like maybe there was something kind of watching me a little bit when I was down there. But like you said, I didn't have an out and out experience there. I think possibly I would have, but you guys, there was talking and chattering and beer and, you know, all sorts of things going on. And I think because it was a bit of a party atmosphere with us all together.
Agreed.
I just don't think it was really going to, you know, I think we would need to be there kind of quiet and alone to be able to clear our heads out to actually do that. And there is some talk about possibly maybe they have not had paranormal investigators in. There is some talk of them doing that. And I think that would be a great place to go and visit, because I would think, yes, I would think they're probably it.
You know, but I agree with you. I think had you and I been in the house where the house was still and quiet, I think we would have felt more, especially in the basement.
Right. But I think we were in a little bit of a party mode that night.
Yeah, it was fun.
Having a good time.
But it was just incredible to take a tour of the house. It's really the kind of house that you drive by and you go, oh my God, I would love to go in that house. And we got to go in.
Yeah, and it's very beautiful. It was funny because they're getting ready for a big Halloween bash. And so there was like all of these 7-foot-tall monsters and, you know, all of this Halloween stuff that they were pulling out and putting up. And so that even made it a little bit more fun.
There was a room upstairs in the attic that I don't know what that was used for originally. She thought maybe some kind of small ballroom or something. I don't know if the kitchen was there originally upstairs in the attic. I kind of doubt it. But so they don't even really know what the attic was used for, but it was really nicely done. But so we kind of, her and I, you guys are all still floor below us. We're kind of exploring and I turn and look in one room and it's filled with creepy ass witches and dolls and things. And I can just see the outlines of them. And I'm like, holy shit, what is in there?
I know, right?
It was really pretty awesome. It was really awesome.
We had a
actually.
Wonderful time. So I want to thank the folks that did that. And I think at some point we will have a little bit more in depth, maybe on the Grave Talks with them.
Yeah.
You know, or something will go on. And at which point we'll tell you where and when and how, you know.
And if you want to investigate it. But yeah. I said, do you know how many people would be lined up to investigate this place? Because it's never been investigated. People love that. When you can go in and be one of the first investigators. And so it was cool.
And I'm going to throw this out there because we don't know for exactly, but in the basement, there was a man that they brought in because there was just an odd place in the basement, and it's an odd shape, and it's sort of a shape of maybe a body. And they brought in some guy who has detectors that goes out and finds, you know, the remains of
like the dowsing rods, I think was what he was
right, or what, you know, things like that. He said there's somebody, or more than one, buried in there.
Is there? I don't know. But it was like they redid the floors, and when they redid the floors, it kind of showed up then. And it's kind of the size of a casket. It just is like that line. And right above it, there was a heart.
Yeah.
And a very definite heart that looks like it might be there on purpose. I don't know. So, but the guy said there was somebody buried in the basement.
We're going to throw it out there for the investigators.
So we don't know.
This is a new place that has not been investigated. Possible dead bodies.
We don't know.
Definitely footsteps have been heard. You know, shadow people have been seen. You know,
and full on apparitions too, I believe.
Mm-hmm. So we are just throwing that out there, but we'll update you when we get the okay and when the, you know, actual more in depth interview with the people goes up.
Well, remember we've got listener Buggy who has written in, and you and I were like, I don't know where the name Buggy came from, but we love it. And then we found out Buggy was short for Love Bug, which I think is even cuter. So Buggy wrote in again, and I've got the feeling this story might make me really emotional because it's about cats, and you know I'm a cat person.
You are a cat person.
And I had the feral cat that came and lived with on my porch for quite a while.
Thomas
is now gone. But he, you know, in my situation, Thomas did come to say goodbye, and Kathy was here that day.
I was.
So makes me all emotional. So here is the story from Buggy, and it said, hey, it's Buggy again. I want to drop in with something that just happened this morning, a cat story, and well, it's a tough one. My neighbor's been feeding the neighborhood strays for years now. There's about 10 of them, all outdoor, free-roaming cats. At first, I wasn't much of a cat person, but over time, they grew on me. I'd be outside doing laundry or working in the yard, and they'd watch me from a distance like tiny furry spies. After a while, they got bolder and started following me around. Each one had its own spot along the long wall between our yards, and some even got comfortable enough to nap under my plants. Before I knew it, I went from ignoring them to buying them treats and food. I can relate, Buggy. I bought mine a little heated cat house.
You did. It's a little...
And you know, not every cat meows the same. I could tell who it was just by the sound of their meow. Also get that? My cats sound very different. There was one cat in particular, though. She was something else. She had this gorgeous brindle coat and the most striking green eyes, and I called her Olga. No clue why, she just looked like an Olga to me. Olga had the most unique meow I'd ever heard, this high-pitched, sad, drawn-out sound that you wouldn't forget. She was the only cat who claimed the front wall of my house as her spot. Every time I'd open the gate to pull in the car, and there she'd be, perched on the wall, jumping down to greet me with that signature meow. She wasn't shy about wanting pets and rubs and other snacks. Every night before bed, I'd head outside to give her some love, and every morning without fail, she'd be back on her wall watching me water the plants. Olga never missed a day for 2 years. But this morning was different. I woke up a little earlier than usual, went outside, and no Olga. I figured she'd show up any minute, so I started watering the plants, still nothing. I called her name, silence. As I was about to give up, I heard it, faint but unmistakable, that high-pitched meow. It was Olga. But I couldn't figure out where the sound was coming from. It sounded like it was coming from the other side of the wall, so I climbed up on some cinder blocks and peered over, and nothing. I checked my side of the yard, nothing there either. The meowing grew louder as if she was right next to me, but there was no sign of her. I looked everywhere. I even climbed a ladder to check the roof, still nothing. For a moment, I thought I was losing my mind. I stood perfectly still, listening. The meow sounded like it was moving further away toward the front corner of my property, and that's when I saw her. Oh, this part's gonna be hard for me. Olga was lying on the side of the road, right up against the curb. Someone had hit her.
Oh, no.
I know. Ugh. She was gone. It must have happened sometime last night or early this morning. I stood there staring at her lifeless body, heartbroken. From where I was standing, I could see into my yard and my neighbor's yard, and no other cats were around. They always hang out in the backyard, but now it felt like the whole world had gone still. And here's the thing, I could still hear her meowing, clear as day, that same sad little sound circling me. Just then, my neighbor crossed the street, got into his car for work, and saw me standing there. He asked if I was okay, but of course I wasn't. I was bawling my eyes out, confused and heartbroken, with that phantom meow echoing in my ears. I finally pulled myself together. When I heard my kids calling from inside the gate, I had to take them to school. As I walked back in, they asked what was wrong, but I couldn't bring myself to tell them. Then, as we pulled out of the gate, they saw her, Olga, and in that moment, they knew. No words were needed. After I dropped the kids off, I stood there staring at the road, torn. Should I tell my neighbor what happened? She's 80 years old, and I don't know if I have the heart to break the news. Is it kinder to let her think Olga ran away? Should I bury her myself and save my neighbor the heartbreak? I don't know what the right choice is. I just know I'm sad. Really, really sad. I just hope I do the right thing. Oh, Buggy, I wish I could hug you. I so can connect to this story.
Mm-hmm.
Because it's very similar to me and my neighbors, David and Beverly, across the street. And then David passed away this summer. And so David was the one who named our cat. And we both fed him. And it's just so hard. I cried that morning. In fact, because when he came here that morning, I went outside and I saw him and I knew he was really, really, really sick. And I knew he'd been sick. And I was like, I've got to get him to the vet. And that day was worse. So Kathy and I were trying to decide what to do. And I said, well, at least let's get the dogs out for the walk and then we'll figure out a plan. We'll come back and figure out how to load him up and get him to the vet. And came back and he was gone and he's never been back. And I think that morning, that was the first and only time I ever got to pet him on his face.
Mm-hmm.
And I think he just came to say goodbye.
Yeah.
And that had to have been what Olga was doing, was like the meowing got her attention. And that was Olga's way of saying goodbye.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
I think she should tell the neighbor.
Oh, 100%, yes. And I think they should give Olga a proper burial of some sort.
Oh, definitely.
And I assume by the time this airs, Buggy has done all that. And I hope she lets us know.
Yeah. But I definitely think I would say to the neighbor, even if you don't have the neighbor help you bury her or something, at least say, we lost Olga.
Yeah.
And I wanted you to know.
Because we were so crazy about Thomas the cat, even though Thomas wouldn't let us pet him, up until I only ever got to pet him twice. And that was the last two times I had seen him. But across the street, Beverly calls me one day and she's like, I haven't seen Thomas for a long time. Have you seen him for a while? And I said, no, it's been 3 weeks. I don't think he's coming back. And we discussed it. And then sure enough, he shows back up. So I'm on the phone with Beverly. Guess who's back? It's Thomas. So we both had this connection. It's very similar to her and her neighbor. So it's just, and it's just so hard.
You
get so attached.
I agree. I think that Olga was saying goodbye, letting you know what had happened. And because everybody, your neighbor loved Olga too, I just think it's the right thing to let your neighbor know.
But to people who aren't cat people, it's like if you are a dog person, you know your dog's bark as opposed to another dog. Like you hear the difference. And cats are the same way. My two cats, very different in the way they meow. And like Olga had a very recognizable meow. And it's like, well, Olga's here. Why can't I find Olga?
Ugh. Exactly.
Big hug to
I'm
you.
I'm sorry, Buggy.
That made me sad. Okay, well, let's go to a call.
Hello, this is Selena. So I want to call today and share a story about kind of how my life got started with ghosts. It dates back to my parents buying their first house, which was in 1989. They bought a house that was actually only 2 years old, and the people who built it had only built it 6 months prior before moving, and there was no reason. They didn't ask back then. So my parents moved into this house in July of 89. And the first thing that they noticed was the sound of kind of like a music box, but they kind of chopped it down to it being wind chimes and the windows being open because they didn't have an air conditioner yet. But the reason they found that odd was when winter came and everything was closed, the sound of this jewelry box was continuing. So when my mom got pregnant with me, things enhanced a little bit, and at the like the top of the basement stairs, there'd be those catches of light, almost like dust, but far too big to be dust. And things at like a child's height, like a 5-year-old, 10-year-old's height, would be like flipped over or moved out. Just things that could be coincidence, but at the same time made you very curious. So after I was born, again, things got weirder, and we were my mom at first didn't think too much of it, but thought, you know, if it was something, maybe it's just a family member checking out the new first baby. So a few of the things that happened when I was very, very young, when I was first starting to crawl, my mom woke up to my, like, gagging sounds, and I was actually on the floor in her bedroom. So somehow, I really wasn't able to pull myself up yet. I was more just able to crawl. I had made my way. Someone had taken me out of the crib and taken me right into my parents' room. So once I started talking, I developed a bit of an imaginary friend, which, you know, was very, very common. But the thing my mom found odd is that I called my imaginary friend Mary Agnes. I said that she died a long time ago, and she was 10 years old. So still, again, my mom didn't think too much into it until she was pregnant with my brother, and she went downstairs, and she swore she saw me sitting underneath the kitchen table. I was 3 at the time, until she got closer and noticed that this little girl was wearing a bonnet and, like, the old-school white nightie that they would have worn late 1800s, early 1900s. So that's when my mom got a bit more confused, and in a way, I can say she's confused, but in another way, I can say she isn't, because she grew up with a lot of the same things and kind of wished for this, I'm guessing for my brother and I, not to have to go through that kind of situation. So it got to the point where at night I was talking constantly up all night, and it got to the point where I couldn't even sleep in the dark. So my mom would read me Harry Potter every night, and she would leave and turn the light off when I fell asleep. So this night, she had turned the light off and went to run her bath, and I woke up, and I'm like, Mom, you need to come turn on the light. And this is one of those larger houses with the big hallway, but you could see the bathroom. So she was rushing to my room to turn on my light, and it actually turned on by itself. So that's when my mom decided to contact a local historian who actually knows a lot about Woodstock and the founding members of the town. So she had her over, and they mapped out the property, gridded it all up, and found that the Nellis family, one of the founding families of Woodstock, which actually their plot is in our local cemetery, and they actually donated a road to Woodstock for the farmers market, which is still there. So I guess the Nellis family lost the majority of their children at the end of the 1800s, the scarlet fever. So being the family that they were, they did have a picture, and they were naming the children off my parents. And then they got down to the end, and there was a 10-year-old. And they're like, this is 10-year-old Mary Agnes Nellis, and she died of scarlet fever at 10 years old. And I have to say the truth that after that, and my mother finding out what was going on, that really dissipated. I'm going to save more of the stories that happened in my childhood and send them in again. So I hope you guys are having a good day, and I love you so much. Bye.
That is so interesting, because normally you don't hear of them ever figuring out who the imaginary friend was. You know, there was an imaginary friend, but then this kind of definitely looks like that's who it was.
Oh, yeah.
You know, absolutely. That's some confirmation.
Hey, guys, I hear a music box. I'm thinking maybe I'm moving.
Oh, God. No,
like,
shit.
That is really creepy. This story started out like on a scale of 1 to 10, a 10 for me. When I'm hearing a little music box thing going, oh, that's so really creepy.
That's
right?
That's like scary movie shit.
That is scary movie shit. And then we've got some light, but it was bigger than the little dust things, more like orbs of some sort, mm-hmm. which is very strange. There was, you know, I had to, you know, laugh because it apparently the mother is super sensitive, right? Can, you know, obviously can see spirits, can feel them, sees things, whatever. But probably bought a new house thinking, okay, we're not going to have that problem.
So much for that problem.
And then all of this. And then you have a child, your baby that is just in the bedroom. How? I had children that would climb out of a crib early, but you have to be able to pull yourself up and get down out of the crib and crawl in or whatever, right? If a baby's too little to be doing that and isn't doing that and they just show up in your bedroom, something's really weird.
Yeah. That's so really interesting. Weird.
And then the Mary Agnes, such an oddly specific name for a young child to come up with.
Which is what, like, I thought as soon as she said that. I'm like, what kid would come up with my imaginary friend, Mary Agnes?
Exactly. She's 3 years old, 4 years old, and says, yeah, it's Mary Agnes. Really? Like, no, that doesn't just happen, right? And then the mom sees, of course, under the table. So I'm assuming that she saw her, but then maybe she was gone fairly quickly, dissipated or something, right? Because it seemed to just kind of end that story.
Yeah.
So I'm assuming, you know, how it happens with us when we see something, then it just kind of goes away. But that is, but then to, you know, like, do some research. And now, did you quite understand, was the house built just on their land or a lot that had to do with this family?
I am not 100% sure. I was thinking it was the house they lived in, but I might.
Well, she said it was new.
That's true. She did. She did.
Uh huh. She said it was a new build.
So it had to have been built on the land.
I wonder if they owned the land.
That's what it had to have been.
And then it was built on their land. I'm not sure if the house they were in is still standing or not. I don't know. She could get back with us though and let us know.
That's some pretty interesting stuff though.
Yeah, it's really, and that I'm assuming that's Woodstock, New York, but I can't be totally sure. I assume there's other Woodstocks.
Yes, because I don't think there's a ton of other Woodstocks, but in an older area.
Selena, what a great story. You did a great job telling that story. It's really good. I can't wait to hear more of your stuff because she said there's more.
Yes, that was really good. Well, if you have a real ghost story, we would love to hear it. Call it in at 855-853-4802. Write it in at realghoststoriesonline.com. And if you would like to be a premium subscriber without the commercials, advance episodes, access to the archive, you can sign up through Apple Podcasts. You can try it for 3 days free or go to patreon.com/realghoststories or ghostpodcast.com. And for all of us here at Real Ghost Stories Online, thank you for listening.
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at kosai.org.
This Labor Day, say goodbye to spills, stains, and overpriced furniture with WashableSofas.com. Featuring Anabay, the only machine washable sofa inside and out, where designer quality meets budget-friendly pricing. Sofas start at just $6.99, making it the perfect time to upgrade your space. Anabay's pet-friendly, stain-resistant, and interchangeable slip covers are made with high-performance fabric built for real life. You'll love the cloud-like comfort of hypoallergenic, high-resilience foam that never needs fluffing, and a durable steel frame that stands the test of time. With modular pieces, you can rearrange anytime. It's a sofa that adapts to your life. Now through Labor Day, get up to 60% off site-wide at washablesofas.com. Every order comes with a 30-day satisfaction guarantee. If you're not in love, send it back for a full refund. No return shipping, no restocking fees, every penny back. Shop now at washablesofas.com. Offers are subject to change and certain restrictions may apply.
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Kosai.org.
This Labor Day, say goodbye to spills, stains, and overpriced furniture with WashableSofas.com. Featuring Anabay, the only machine washable sofa inside and out, where designer quality meets budget-friendly pricing. Sofas start at just $6.99, making it the perfect time to upgrade your space. Anabay's pet-friendly, stain-resistant, and interchangeable slip covers are made with high-performance fabric built for real life. You'll love the cloud-like comfort of hypoallergenic, high-resilience foam that never needs fluffing, and a durable steel frame that stands the test of time. With modular pieces, you can rearrange anytime. It's a sofa that adapts to your life. Now through Labor Day, get up to 60% off site-wide at washablesofas.com. Every order comes with a 30-day satisfaction guarantee. If you're not in love, send it back for a full refund. No return shipping, no restocking fees, every penny back. Shop now at washablesofas.com. Offers are subject to change and certain restrictions may apply.
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Kosai.org.
This Labor Day, say goodbye to spills, stains, and overpriced furniture with WashableSofas.com. Featuring Anabay, the only machine washable sofa inside and out, where designer quality meets budget-friendly pricing. Sofas start at just $6.99, making it the perfect time to upgrade your space. Anabay's pet-friendly, stain-resistant, and interchangeable slip covers are made with high-performance fabric built for real life. You'll love the cloud-like comfort of hypoallergenic, high-resilience foam that never needs fluffing, and a durable steel frame that stands the test of time. With modular pieces, you can rearrange anytime. It's a sofa that adapts to your life. Now through Labor Day, get up to 60% off site-wide at washablesofas.com. Every order comes with a 30-day satisfaction guarantee. If you're not in love, send it back for a full refund. No return shipping, no restocking fees, every penny back. Shop now at washablesofas.com. Offers are subject to change and certain restrictions may apply.
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Kosai.org.
This Labor Day, say goodbye to spills, stains, and overpriced furniture with WashableSofas.com. Featuring Anabay, the only machine washable sofa inside and out, where designer quality meets budget-friendly pricing. Sofas start at just $6.99, making it the perfect time to upgrade your space. Anna-based pet-friendly, stain-resistant, and interchangeable slip covers are made with high-performance fabric built for real life. You'll love the cloud-like comfort of hypoallergenic, high-resilience foam that never needs fluffing and a durable steel frame that stands the test of time. With modular pieces, you can rearrange anytime. It's a sofa that adapts to your life. Now through Labor Day, get up to 60% off site-wide at washablesofas.com. Every order comes with a 30-day satisfaction guarantee. If you're not in love, send it back for a full refund. No return shipping, no restocking fees, every penny back. Shop now at washablesofas.com. Offers are subject to change and certain restrictions may apply.
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Kosai.org.
This Labor Day, say goodbye to spills, stains, and overpriced furniture with washablesofas.com. Featuring Anabay, the only machine washable sofa inside and out, where designer quality meets budget-friendly pricing. Sofas start at just $6.99, making it the perfect time to upgrade your space. Anabay's pet-friendly, stain-resistant, and interchangeable slip covers are made with high-performance fabric built for real life. You'll love the cloud-like comfort of hypoallergenic, high-resilience foam that never needs fluffing and a durable steel frame that stands the test of time. With modular pieces, you can rearrange anytime. It's a sofa that adapts to your life. Now through Labor Day, get up to 60% off site-wide at washablesofas.com. Every order comes with a 30-day satisfaction guarantee. If you're not in love, send it back for a full refund. No return shipping, no restocking fees, every penny back. Shop now at washablesofas.com. Offers are subject to change and certain restrictions may apply.
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Kosai.org.
This Labor Day, say goodbye to spills, stains, and overpriced furniture with washablesofas.com. Featuring Anabay, the only machine washable sofa inside and out, where designer quality meets budget-friendly pricing. Sofas start at just $6.99, making it the perfect time to upgrade your space. Anabay's pet-friendly, stain-resistant, and interchangeable slip covers are made with high-performance fabric built for real life. You'll love the cloud-like comfort of hypoallergenic, high-resilience foam that never needs fluffing and a durable steel frame that stands the test of time. With modular pieces, you can rearrange anytime. It's a sofa that adapts to your life. Now through Labor Day, get up to 60% off site-wide at washablesofas.com. Every order comes with a 30-day satisfaction guarantee. If you're not in love, send it back for a full refund. No return shipping, no restocking fees, every penny back. Shop now at washablesofas.com. Offers are subject to change and certain restrictions may apply.
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Kosai.org.
This Labor Day, say goodbye to spills, stains, and overpriced furniture with washablesofas.com. Featuring Anabay, the only machine washable sofa inside and out, where designer quality meets budget-friendly pricing. Sofas start at just $6.99, making it the perfect time to upgrade your space. Anabay's pet-friendly, stain-resistant, and interchangeable slip covers are made with high-performance fabric built for real life. You'll love the cloud-like comfort of hypoallergenic, high-resilience foam that never needs fluffing and a durable steel frame that stands the test of time. With modular pieces, you can rearrange anytime. It's a sofa that adapts to your life. Now through Labor Day, get up to 60% off site-wide at washablesofas.com. Every order comes with a 30-day satisfaction guarantee. If you're not in love, send it back for a full refund. No return shipping, no restocking fees, every penny back. Shop now at washablesofas.com. Offers are subject to change and certain restrictions may apply.
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Kosai.org.
This Labor Day, say goodbye to spills, stains, and overpriced furniture with WashableSofas.com. Featuring Anabay, the only machine washable sofa inside and out, where designer quality meets budget-friendly pricing. Sofas start at just $6.99, making it the perfect time to upgrade your space. Anabay's pet-friendly, stain-resistant, and interchangeable slipcovers are made with high-performance fabric built for real life. You'll love the cloud-like comfort of hypoallergenic, high-resilience foam that never needs fluffing, and a durable steel frame that stands the test of time. With modular pieces, you can rearrange anytime. It's a sofa that adapts to your life. Now through Labor Day, get up to 60% off site-wide at washablesofas.com. Every order comes with a 30-day satisfaction guarantee. If you're not in love, send it back for a full refund. No return shipping, no restocking fees, every penny back. Shop now at washablesofas.com. Offers are subject to change and certain restrictions may apply.
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Kosai.org.
This Labor Day, say goodbye to spills, stains, and overpriced furniture with WashableSofas.com. Featuring Anabay, the only machine washable sofa inside and out, where designer quality meets budget-friendly pricing. Sofas start at just $6.99, making it the perfect time to upgrade your space. Anabay's pet-friendly, stain-resistant, and interchangeable slipcovers are made with high-performance fabric built for real life. You'll love the cloud-like comfort of hypoallergenic, high-resilience foam that never needs fluffing, and a durable steel frame that stands the test of time. With modular pieces, you can rearrange anytime. It's a sofa that adapts to your life. Now through Labor Day, get up to 60% off site-wide at washablesofas.com. Every order comes with a 30-day satisfaction guarantee. If you're not in love, send it back for a full refund. No return shipping, no restocking fees, every penny back. Shop now at washablesofas.com. Offers are subject to change and certain restrictions may apply.
Lowe's knows that no matter your paint project, saving is at the top of your list. That's why when you shop today, you can buy one, get one free select Valspar and HGTV Home by Sherwin-Williams one coat coverage interior paints via rebate. Shop these deals in-store or online today at Lowe's. We help, you save. Selection varies by location while supplies last. Discount taken at time of purchase. See sales associate for details. Offer valid 8/21 through 9/3.